The Last Letters. To Son Cecil. Just a quick note preface before I start in earnest. When I wrote this, you were 8, still a little boy. A few years ago, I was called to active duty in the Marine Corps in the War on Terrorism. When America was attacked, I knew that I would eventually have to go, and I was filled with a deep sense of sadness. That night, as you and Keiko were asleep, I looked at your little faces and couldn't help but fight the tears. I knew it would be hard for you, because I had a similar experience. When I was a little boy, aged 6, my dad, your Grandpa Cowley, was sent to Vietnam during the war there. I remember how much I missed him too. But now, unfortunately, I've come to realize just how rough it must have been for Grandpa to be away from his children for a year. Thinking about this, I wanted to put my thoughts and feelings down for you and your sister. I'm so sorry that I had to leave for such a long time. There's no place I'd rather be than with you and Keiko. You two are the lights of my life. I have known no greater joy than in the few years since you two were born. I hope to have many more years with you. If this doesn't happen, then know that I love you more than words can express. If for some reason I don't make it home, I'll need you to take care of your little sister and your mom. You'll be the man of the Cawley family. Be good, my son, and God will watch over you, as he has me. I'll be waiting impatiently for the time when we can all be together again. All my love, Dad. 2 days after Cawley's death, his last letter arrived at his family's home in Utah. Written on the packaging of an MRE, meal ready to eat, the U.S. military's frontline ration, it consisted of a message in Japanese to his wife and his final words to his children. Dear Cecil and Keiko, hi little guys, how are you? Daddy's fine, I miss you. Send me a letter, okay? It will make me very happy. I'm proud of you. You're such good kids. I'll see you again. Love, Daddy.